SpaceX targets orbit, NVIDIA's trillion-dollar claim examined, and robots take the sidewalk. Oppenheimer raised its SpaceX price target to $280, citing what analysts called the cursor acquisition and positioning the company as a genuine AI competitor to Anthropic. The FAA has separately approved the Starship upper stage catch for Flight 14, with a September 15 mission target now holding both FAA and FCC authorization. The mission is not a test. It is designed to deploy operational Starlink version 3 satellites for the first time, satellites with significantly higher bandwidth capacity than the existing constellation. A successful Flight 14 would meaningfully intensify competitive pressure on OneWeb, Amazon Kuiper, and traditional satellite operators. NVIDIA's claim of investing $1 trillion in U.S. AI infrastructure this year warrants examination. NVIDIA's total annual revenue is roughly $130 billion. A trillion-dollar investment in a single year from a single company would exceed the GDP of most nations. The more likely explanation is that the figure aggregates downstream ecosystem investment by NVIDIA's customers and partners, not NVIDIA's own capital expenditure. Vice President Vance has echoed Trump's separate $19 trillion investment claim, which CNN found unsupported. The White House's own website lists $11 trillion in announced investments, a figure analysts describe as itself significantly exaggerated because it counts announcements that are years old, conditional, or overlapping. These numbers function as political and marketing constructs rather than balance sheet items. The Boring Company is reportedly conditioning participation in a new funding round not only on capital, but on strategic contributions, meaning investors must recruit staff and make government introductions. The arrangement uses capital raising simultaneously as a talent acquisition and relationship building mechanism, raising questions about fiduciary responsibility for investors who cannot deliver non-financial contributions. Samsung, meanwhile, used AI-generated content to advertise a professional SSD aimed at filmmakers and creative professionals, generating immediate backlash from that community. A brand strategy failure illustrating that AI-generated content can be technically adequate and still be precisely the wrong choice for a specific audience. A viral video of delivery robots swarming a Chicago sidewalk, multiple autonomous vehicles simultaneously creating congestion in pedestrian space, generated public anger and may push the city towards stricter regulations. The episode echoes earlier debates about e-scooters and dockless bikes. Public patience with novel autonomous devices in shared pedestrian infrastructure is limited, and companies that move fast and ignore community feedback tend to encounter unfavorable regulation.